I'm Ricky Bevington, live from the GPB newsroom. Next year's state budget includes money to create a statewide gang task force. And today, Governor Brian Kemp named someone to lead it. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there.
The task force will fall under the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Its job is to help local law enforcement crack down on gang-related crimes across Georgia. Jarrett Usher, a former Cobb County gang prosecutor herself, will lead it.
We have the unique opportunity to go to every corner of the state. We have the ability to collaborate with local, state, and federal partners, share information, share knowledge, and to combat the gangs as extensively as they're committing crime.
The state legislature appropriated $500,000 for the task force. The GBI will also continue work on a database of gangs in Georgia for law enforcement to use. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Georgia's no longer leading the nation in pecan production. Hurricane Michael struck down almost half of the state's crop this past October. New U.S. Department of Agriculture numbers show New Mexico topped the country last year. The Carlsbad Current Argus paper reports New Mexico produced about 90 million pounds of pecans in 2018. That's nearly more than half of Georgia's output. Georgia is traditionally the largest pecan-producing state. Atlanta City Council could take up plans to ban smoking. The proposal at today's meeting would prohibit smoking cigarettes and e-cigarettes at public places like bars, restaurants, the airport, city properties. The Atlanta Business Chronicle is reporting smoking lounges would be exempt from the ban. Smoking has been banned at Atlanta Park since 2012. If City Council approves the ban, it could go into effect in September. President Donald Trump has reached out to former President Jimmy Carter about his China policies. A White House spokesman says Trump spoke to Carter on Saturday. Carter, of course, is from Plains, Georgia. The conversation comes after the former president wrote President Trump a letter about ongoing trade negotiations between the U.S. and China. A spokesman says Trump, quote, has always liked Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn. I'm Ricky Bevington.